This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Foreign Affairs Minister says there is no rift between Trinidad and Tobago and CARICOM member states over U.S. deployment of warships. Meanwhile, a U.S. military ship launches its first strike on a Venezuelan vessel, killing 11 people. Government set to launch special programs to attract young people to marine-related careers. Ghana's incumbent PPPC government declares victory in the general election, and Jamaicans head to the polls to elect a new government. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. This country's foreign affairs minister says there is no fallout among CARICOM member states regarding an endorsement by one CARICOM head of government about the deployment of U.S. warships aimed at combating drug cartels in Latin America. A day before the scheduled arrival of the vessels, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Camila Passad Bisesar said her government has no hesitation in welcoming U.S. assistance to combat drug trafficking and would not engage CARICOM on the issue. But Barbados' senior minister, Carrie Simmons, addressed concerns about the perceived rift.
There is obviously the deployment of American military assets into the Caribbean region, and the understanding is that it is intended to target terrorist drug cartels. And as I understand it, there is some concern raised about the position taken by the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago on that matter. So I cannot, first of all, speak on behalf of the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, but I don't want folks to see a division in CARICOM where none necessarily exists. I think we have to be mindful that she also went on to say that the only persons who should be worried about the activity of the U.S. military, insofar as it is targeting drug cartels, are those who are enabling or involved in criminal activity. And I don't think that any right-minded law-abiding citizen would disagree with that.
Mr. Simmons confirmed that following a meeting of his regional counterparts, they have communicated with the U.S., expressing their desire in maintaining matters of mutual interest.
I make the point that both the foreign minister of Trinidad and Tobago and the foreign minister of Guyana and most of the foreign ministers of this region participated in that meeting. It was settled that we would write the chair of the Conference of Foreign Ministers, which is now the former prime minister of St. Kitts and Nevis. He is now their foreign minister, and he is chair of the regional foreign ministers grouping. And he has already drafted a letter on our behalf to the United States Secretary of State Rubio. And in that letter, we indicate our common interests in maintaining the longstanding relationship, the common interests we have in there being mutual respect, and obviously the concerns we have about the need for us to be able, at a minimum, to improve the channels of information sharing and consultation with respect to the movement of military assets in the Caribbean.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Carrie Simmons. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that the U.S. military has killed 11 drug traffickers from Venezuela during a kinetic strike in the Caribbean Sea amid growing tensions between Washington and Caracas. We hear more from PBS News.
President Trump said that the U.S. Navy operated against that boat that you said that was operated by Tren de Aragua, that has been designated by the administration as a foreign terrorist organization. And the president posted this video on Truth Social this afternoon saying 11 members of the group were sailing toward the United States carrying illegal drugs. And attached to the video, he wrote, quote, "Please let this serve as notice to anyone even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. Beware. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Multiple exclamation points.
Earlier, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro described the presence of U.S. warships as extravagant and immoral and vowed to defend Venezuela at all costs.
8 military ships with 1,200 missiles and a nuclear submarine are targetable, immoral, and absolutely criminal, bloody threat. They have wanted to escalate what they call maximum pressure, which in this case is military. And in response to maximum military pressure, we have declared maximum preparedness for the defense of Venezuela.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Government will launch special programs next month in an effort to cultivate the interest of young people in marine-related careers. Member of Parliament for St. James South and Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husbands revealed this yesterday during the We Gathering initiative in St. James, where a group of 21 children were taken on board the Atlantis submarine.
At the tertiary level, we are going to be starting special programs to help our children appreciate our fishing industry, our boat building industry. And that's going to be launched in, it will start in October, but we actually launch the applications in September. And so our tertiary institutions are going to be providing them with the opportunity to learn about boat building, about fishing, all of the things associated with marine life. So this is our investment in the youth of St. James, and this will be spread naturally to all of the youth across Barbados.
She said the excursion is part of a much broader plan for young people.
What we need to do is to be able to build the skills, and to do that, you have to build the interest of your young people in pursuing careers that are maritime in nature. And so that ranges from fishing all the way to marine biologists, all the way to marine engineering. There are a host of skills that they can be exposed to. And so part of WeGathering St. James is to give them that first taste. And that's why they're going on the submarine, so that they can learn about the marine life and learn about how we need to care for our oceans.
Member of Parliament for St. James South and Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. General Secretary of the People's Progressive Party Civic, Dr. Barack Jagdeo, on Tuesday night said statements of polls from polling stations all across Guyana show the PPP winning the elections, an achievement the party is happy about.
As you can see from those SOPs, the People's Progressive Party has won the elections and with a huge majority, an increased majority over 2020. And so we're very happy about that. I've just met with a group of people who descended on Freedom House and our supporters, and I thank them for the work they did, and many others across the country, all 10 regions, who worked very hard for this victory. They carried our message to the people of the country, and the voters responded kindly to that message.
General Secretary of the People's Progressive Party Civic, Dr. Barack Jagdeo. Jamaicans head to the polls today to elect the 63 members of the House of Representatives. The incumbent Jamaica Labour Party, JLP, is seeking a third term in office against the opposition People's National Party, PNP, in what is expected to be a tightly contested race. The Electoral Commission of Jamaica reports that there are over 2 million registered voters eligible to cast their ballots. While a number of smaller parties are fielding candidates, the election is primarily a two-party contest between the JLP, led by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, and the PNP, led by Mark Golding. The campaign has focused on several key issues, including the economy, crime, and social services. The JLP has highlighted its management of the economy and infrastructure projects, while the PNP has criticized the government's handling of rising living costs and public safety. Recapping the headlines. The Foreign Affairs Minister says there is no rift between Trinidad and Tobago and CARICOM member states over U.S. deployment of warships. Meanwhile, a U.S. military ship launches its first strike on a Venezuelan vessel, killing 11 people. Government set to launch special programs to attract young people to marine-related careers. Guyana's incumbent PPPC government declares victory in the general election, and Jamaicans head to the polls today to elect a new government. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.